CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 29th of November 2015. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. WRC 15 final news. K regional identifier for Cornwall, G15 IOTA to tour the country. The 2015 ITU World Radio Conference in Geneva has concluded. Following earlier success at 5 MHz, the conference has agreed to include a future agenda item for the next conference in 2019, which will consider harmonising the 50 MHz band in Region 1. Several other agenda items that might have affected the amateur services have also concluded largely favourably. The Society would like to thank Colin Thomas, G3PSM, Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, and the many other volunteers for their efforts over the years in advancing the amateur cause at ITU in often very challenging circumstances. Attention now immediately turns to preparations to the 2019 ITU World Radio Conference. Ofcom has agreed that the special regional secondary locator K may be used between the 1st of January and the 31st of December next year, inclusive, by the holder of any amateur radio licence with a main station address in Cornwall, subject to the licensee obtaining a valid notice of variation. It may only be used when the radio equipment is located in Cornwall. Use of this NOV is optional and can be obtained from the RSGB website. From the 1st of December, but may not be used until the 1st of January. Cornish clubs have set up the Curno Award, details of which are http://tinyurl.com/OFRT(7a)9. There'll be a special activity day on St. Piran's Day, he's the patron saint of Cornwall, on the 5th of March. During December, 14 groups from schools, universities and local clubs will activate G15 IOTA and its regional variations. Many of the operators will be experiencing amateur radio for the first time, a fantastic opportunity for licensed youngsters to get on the air. If you hear the station, please give them a call. Durham and District Amateur Radio Society will operate the station on the 2nd. Then, the following day, it's the number 2 Welsh Wing RAF Air Cadets. On Friday, it's the 4th. Friday the 4th, it's the turn of the 2364 Squadron Welsh Pool RAF Air Cadets. The call moves over to Northern Ireland with Mid-Ulster Amateur Radio Club on the 5th. And on the 6th, it's the turn of Stirling and Dars, DARS, in Scotland. Rebecca Hughes, M6BUB, is operating as organised a youth night, NET, hosted on the North Wales 2-metre repeater, GB3MP. 16-year-old Rebecca is a member of the RSGB's Youth Committee and sees this initiative as a way of bringing the young amateurs to the English, North West and North Wales together on a weekly basis. The Youth Net will be starting on Wednesday the 2nd of December at 7pm and Rebecca G's M6BUB will be the Net Controller. Several of the Southport and District ARC Committee, Rebecca's local club, have volunteered to keep an eye out to ensure that licence conditions are complied with and that the youngsters are kept safe. For all in further information, visit www.sadarc.org.uk. APRS Cave Link uses the amateur radio's automatic packet reporting system, or APRS, inside caves to get their position data and other messages out of the caves. It has been reported on hackaday.com. Digipeters and battery packs are dropped in Hansel and Gretel fashion as the cavers work their way through the cave. The trick is to make sure to place one repeater before they've entirely lost the radio signal from the last one. But a test of the APRS Cave Link project got a full mile's worth of transmission in Mammoth Cave without using wires at all. ANZAC commemorations are closing with VI4 ANZAC, commemorating the work of the Royal Australian Naval Bridging Train. The station will be on the air from the 12th to the 20th of December. The Royal Australian Naval Bridging Train served as engineers and often as wireless operators at Kangaroo Beach, Suvla Bay, with the British Army from August to December 1915. They were in fact the last Australians off the Gallipoli Peninsula. All the details, frequencies and times of VI4 ANZAC operations, plus the story of RANBT is on QRZ.com. Details now of rallies and events for the coming week. There are no rallies taking place today, the 29th. The final rallies of the year are due to take place on the 5th and 6th of December. The South Lancs Winter Rally is on Saturday the 5th at Bickershaw Labour Club, Bickershaw Lane, WN25TE. Doors open for the public at 9 a.m. Admission is £2.50. There will be trade stands, bring and buy and special interest groups, as well as catering on site. Details from Jason, 01942 735 828. On Sunday the 6th, the Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Club Rally will be held at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, County Durham, DL16 6DB. Talk will be on the air on S22, doors open 10:30, with the disabled visitors gaining access 15 minutes earlier. Admission is £2, with free admission for under 14s. There'll be trade stands, a bring and buy and catering on site. More information from John, G4LRG, 01388 606 396. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom and on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for special event news, Raymond Schmidt, PD7DX's operating special event station, PD15 Xmas, from the 5th of December to the 1st of January, in the spirit of the holiday, he'll be active on 714 28 megs on HF as well as 2 metres and 440 megahertz. Some of the International Amateur Radio Union Region 1 member societies will be marking the International Day of Persons with Disabilities on Thursday the 3rd of December. Listen out for special event call signs. DX News now compiled from 425DX News and other sources. Matt's SM6LRR is operating holiday style in Vietnam as XV2D until the 6th of December and is participating in the CQ Worldwide CW contest this weekend. Logs to be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Donald, KD4UDU, will be working as EL2DW from Monrovia, Liberia, until the 17th of December. Look for him on 20 metres 15 and 10 on SSB. Send QSL cards to his home call. A team of five US operators will operate from Tuvalu and Fiji over the coming weeks. Initially, they'll be active as T2TT in Tuvalu until the 2nd of December. Then they go to Fiji, where they're signing 3D2RJ from the 3rd to the 10th of December. In both locations, they'll be operating SSB and CW, QSL via Club Log OQRS. Francois, F8DVD, will be on the air with a special event call sign, TM21COP, from the 29th of November to the 13th of December, during the 21st session of the UN Framework Conference on Climate Change. Activity will be on 40 to 10 metres, using SSB QSL via operator's instruction. Livio, IZ3BUR, is transmitting as J52HF from the Kumura Hospital in Guinea-Bissau until the 10th of December. Activity in his spare time, mostly 2015, 10 and 6 metres, using SSB and PSK31, QSL I3LDP. JA1UII, is QRV as JD1BON from Chichijima Island, IOTA AS031, until the 5th of December. Activity 80 to 6 metres using SSB, CW and RITI. He'll be active in the CQ Worldwide DXCW contest, QSL home call. Contest news now. The biggest contest is the CW Worldwide DXCW contest, which ends its 48-hour run today, the 29th, at 23:59 UTC. Using the bands 1.8 to 28 megs, the exchange is your signal report and CQ zone. For the UK, the zone is 14. On Tuesday, the 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 20:00 to 22:30 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is the usual signal report, serial number and locator. The first UK EIDX contest runs next weekend for 24 hours from 12 noon on Saturday the 5th of December. What's new is that EI and UK entrants will compete on equal terms against DX entrants. It's the SSB. It is SSB only on the five contest bands 8 to 10 metres. There are multi-op and single-op categories, and the exchange is a serial number and your district code. If you need to know your own district code, and these are listed in the rules at www.ukeicc.com. Next weekend, the ARRL 160-metre contest runs from 2200 UTC on the 4th to 1600 UTC on the 6th. It's CW only. The exchange is your signal report. US and Canadian stations will also send their ARRL or RAC selection details. On Sunday the 6th, the 144 megs AFS contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6-metre group winter marathon contest runs from the beginning of December to the end of January. Information and rules can be found on the UK SMG website. Any station can enter, you don't have to be a member of the group. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G4BAO and G3YLA. This week has been geomagnetically quiet, with the K-index hovering around the 0 or 1. This is in contrast to the extremely unsettled conditions we have been having on and off over the past few months. Coupled with a solar flux index of around 110 to 120, this has brought reasonably settled conditions on HF and good conditions on MF too. Medium wave enthusiasts have heard radio station WBBR in New York on 1130 kHz with ease during the night, which bodes well for top band propagation. The lower HF bands have also been lively, with John HR5/G4IRN in Honduras being worked by Jack G8DX on 80, 40 and 30 metres. With the increasing period of darkness, now's the time to make the most of the lower bands. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain in the range of 110 to 115, but with unsettled geomagnetic conditions next weekend, the 5th and 6th. Meanwhile, Morse enthusiasts can hopefully make the most of the settled conditions during this weekend's CQ Worldwide contest. There should be plenty of DX to work, and bands are predicted to be reasonable, with reliable openings up to 21 megs, even 28, virtually guaranteed. VHF and up, it looks like another difficult week for tropospheric propagation. There are low-pressure systems passing to the north of Britain, and high-pressure displaced well to the south over Iberia and the Mediterranean. This means that much of the conditions on VHF-UHF bands will probably be flat, much of the time with no significant openings due to weather events. Having said that, the F5LEN forecast pages suggest a minor tropospheric enhancement late Tuesday and early Wednesday. For meteor scatter enthusiasts, there's just 2 weeks to go to the major Geminid shower on the 13th of December, so sharpen up your operating skills with early morning random QSOs until then. For EME operators, path losses are beginning to rise again, and windows shortening as the moon heads out towards apogee from today and declination goes negative again. All in all, then, this is probably a good week to try some VHF satellite operation to keep the QSO count up. Pete 2E0SQL tells us that AO85, SO50, NO84 and AO73 FunCube, FO29, XW2F and AO7 are all good in health. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also. Until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.